Shalom. Okay. Let me just tell you the plan of action here. On Wednesday and Thursday, we did the packet about the different batei dinim and where the makom is for each of the batei dinim. And today we're going to have a discussion of what smicha is and chiddush smicha. And I think that before you learn Sanhedrin, you have to know certain basic ideas before you approach the Gemara. So bear with me. I know we didn't really start the Gemara yet, but it's coming. I haven't forgotten that the Gemara is here. So don't worry. Okay? And tomorrow there'll be also an introductory thing on something else. These are basic things you have to know. You know, the language before you could open up the sefer. Okay? Good. If anyone didn't get the packet, everyone got the packet that starts with Parshas Pinchas? Okay. And Bez Hashem, this Sunday we had the first halakha shiur. So Bez Hashem, we're going to continue strong. Next week, Bez Hashem is going to be Kiddush from Makom Suda. Then Bez Hashem. How many Sundays do we have until Sukkot? Four? Until Sukkot. Five? Yeah, so we'll see. So it's going to be, the first one was Pasah Baba Kistin, the second one is going to be Kiddush, Bez Hashem, Kiddush Makom Suda. Then Shinei Makom, which is very relevant, like he's drinking his Coke here, and then he leaves the wild cherry. And then he leaves the, but he's coming in with his coffee. And then he made a bracha there. Does he have to make another bracha when he comes in this room? All these shilas, or you're eating at your Suda Shabbos, and then you go to the Rebbe's Tish, right? Hasidim do this all the time. They finish up the meal by the Rebbe's Tish. So now you have to know, what do you do? Do you make another bracha when you get to the Rebbe's Tish? You have to, all these shilas. You're buying your ice cream cone and DJs. And your DJs? Familiar? Marashav? Like Homo? And you're looking along, and you have to make another bracha when you turn the bend. You're eating your chewing gum. All these shilas of brachas. That's the third shiur. And then I decided, this summer I gave shiurim in Hilchas Chol HaMoed. So I had 13 packets. So I condensed the 13 packets into two packets, the highlights. Those that want to hear the whole 13 packets, they're available to hear. But I figured before Sukkot, we should at least know the basic theme of Chol HaMoed, because it's something that you... And then after Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, we'll have more topics, and I'm open to hear your suggestions. I'll be giving Bez Hashem also a contemporary halacha on Hilchos Mezuzah for 2 weeks. So I would like for the guys to be able to come too, so we'll see how we can work that out. And
Is Rebbe going to be saying Shir on the Yom
Kippur? Yeah, I haven't forgotten. This is not to, instead of the regular shiur we're going to have on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot, this is in addition.
Those will be...
Yeah, I haven't forgotten. Okay, good. Okay, Rabbi Osai, like this. Yes, last week we discussed the different what they did. There's a benzin of Gimel, a benzin of Chav Gimel, a benzin of Ayin Aleph, all these different types of what they did. Now, to be on the Bezdin, we'll see if this is true, but the Iker Din of being an Abedin is that you have to be a musmach. You have to have smicha to be on the Bezdin. And if there's no, if you don't have smicha, so Iker Din, you can't be part of the Bezdin. And the reason why many of the halachas of the Torah are not applicable is Man Hazeh. For example, if someone's Mechal Shabbos, we don't kill him. If somebody eats McDonald's, we don't give him Malchus, even if he does it in front of witnesses and he does it in the basis. And if somebody steals, the Torah says you pay double, you pay kafel. We don't do any of these things. So many of the laws of the Torah are seemingly inapplicable to Zman Hazeh. And the whole reason why these dinim are inapplicable to Zman Hazeh is one reason, that we don't have the real smicha to Zman Hazeh. In other words, you can sit here and study and learn and you'll pass all your business, but it's not the real smicha. So let's see what is the real smicha. And then we can understand what we don't have. And then we have to understand also, so what are we allowed to do, Bizman Hazeh, that even though we don't have the smicha, what functions can we still do, Bizman Hazeh, even without the smicha? Because Lechora, for a Bezdin, requires smicha. So we know that, hey, Bizman Hazeh, we don't charge knas. If you steal, you don't pay kefir. If you machal Shabbos, you don't get killed. All these things that the Torah says, you do get killed. The Torah says you eat McDonald's hamburgers, you get malchus, the Torah says. And yet we don't do this, Bizman Hazeh. We don't do this, Bizman Hazeh. So, because we don't have the real smicha. But yet, those that were here in June's month know that we convert people, Bizman Hazeh. We do geirus bizman hazeh. Now, how can we do geirus bizman hazeh if we don't have smicha? Why don't we say just like we don't charge knas bizman hazeh, we don't charge kefil bizman hazeh, we don't kill people bizman hazeh because we don't have smicha? So then we shouldn't have geirus bizman hazeh. So these are a certain direction that we're going to discuss. Okay, so everything starts with chumash. The Torah tells us, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe kachlucha es Yoshua ben Nun, ish asher ruach bo v'samachta es yodcha alof." Hashem says to Moshe that the first graduating class of smicha was one student, Yoshua. One student in the Yoredei Ashir. Everyone else went someplace else, and there's only one student in the chair, and Hashem said to Moshe, Yeshua, he's going to be a rabbi. Everyone else went to medical school, and he's going to be the rabbi. And you should place samachta et yodcha alav. You place your hand on him. Bamarta also lufnei alozer lufnei kol ha'eda, and you put him. You'll present him to Elazar and Kol Ha'eda. You know, you'll have a whole honorary graduation, Honoris Causa. You give him the Tivisa Tulaneim. Nasata Mehotcha Olav, and you're going to give from your splendor on him. The man Yishmu Kol Adas to Israel. Lene Elazar Kol Yamot, Bisholo, Mishpach Urim, and he'll go in front of Elazar, and Elazar will is the Kohen, so he has the Urim Tumim. Alpiv Yetzuv, Alpiv Yavo, Huv Chol Bnei Yisrael, and then it says, Vayas Moshe Kasher Tziva Hashem, Vayikach Es Yeshua Vindeu, Zeylo Zarkon Bnei Kol Eida, Vayismoch Es Yod Ovo Lovi, Tzaveo Kasher Tziva Hashem Biyad Moshe. So that's it. So, Smicha, the original Smicha was Moshe Rabbeinu putting his hand on Yeshua and telling him that he is a musmach, and now he could be part of a Bezdin. He could don dine knossos. Somebody stole, he could enforce it, and that was the original smicha. Oh, Now, this status of smicha is called in the Torah Elohim. Wait. Torah says in page 3, Ki tein ish al reyeyev hesev okelim lishmor, that you were given something to wash, and the guna bivesa ish, and then it was stolen, in other words, it was stolen from the house. So in mimotze haganav, if the ganav is found, yisholem shnayim, right? So the ganav has to pay kefal. In lo yimotze haganav, the ganav was not found, so dog, yikra balabayis el Elohim, so the balabayis is going to go to the Bezdin. Balabayis, as Rashi says, is the shomer. In other words, the shomer has to go to the Bezdin and promise that he didn't do anything negligent. And so who does he go to? El ha-Elohim. So the Torah has this Lashon Elohim. It's called. It's not Shem Hashem. It's called. Normally, you don't pronounce the shame. It's Elohim. But this is called, because it's not referring to the Ribono Shalom. It's referring to the dying. So why? And the Torah repeats this word, Elohim, in Pasuk Zayin, and then in Pasuk Ches, Ad Elohim, Asher Yeshiva Elohim. And those are the three Elohims referring to three Dayanim. And not only three Dayanim, but the Dayanim are called Elohim because they were conferred the smicha. They have smicha, therefore they're called Elohim. And therefore they could judge all types of cases. And in the case where there was a theft and a question of paying and not paying, so these judges are the Bezdin, the Elohim, and therefore they could pass them. Because Elohim, the Ribono Shel Olam is called Kel. Kel means the power, the Almighty. Okay? Does that understand the Gribal? The Almighty. So the person who has smicha has a certain has a certain power that he could kill people. I don't want to call him a god, but he's like
empowered.
Right, that's a good word. He's empowered. Look, it's pretty. A person who can kill somebody, you know, and halakhically, he's empowered to kill somebody. That's something. You know, normally somebody kills on his rotate, and this person is empowered to have capital punishment. So that's how we call that Elohim. Right? Oh. So now, look in the Rambam. On page 6. So there is a discussion, we'll see in the Rambam and the Gemara later on, whether you really need all three members of the Bezdin to be smuchim, or maybe it's enough to have one and the other two could be just knowledgeable rabbis who never had the smicha. But it says the Rambam, page 6, right, those are the three types of bezins. There's the bezin agadol of 71, there's the sanhedrin kana of 23, and then the bezin of shlosha. Sorry, she echad mehem somuch mipi hasomuch. In other words, the idea of here, the Rambam says all you need is one, at least one person on the bezin to have the real smicha, not necessarily all. But that's a discussion. That we'll clarify when we see the Gemara. But the idea of smicha is that it has to be ish mipi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to Yeshua, then Yeshua, you see, the next class, in Yeshua's class there was only one. The next class there was 70. After they did recruitment, they got 70 elders, so there was 70 in the next class. So the 70s came in, and then other people, etc., etc. So the real smicha is ish mipi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, you were given, besides the fact that you learned, whatever you're a knowledgeable person, is a technicality that you only could be called a musmach if you were conferred smicha from somebody who was conferred smicha from someone direct link to back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And if you can't, and therefore that's the real smicha. In other words, you got smicha from somebody who got smicha from someone who got smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what the Rambam writes over here. That's the lashon. Sorry, she'echem em somach v'ki somach u'Moshe Rabbeinu somach Yoshua b'yad she'nemar v'yismach as yodav olav yitzaveyu v'chein shivim haskeini Moshe Rabbeinu somcham v'sharsal lem shechina. And Moshe Rabbeinu in the second class gave the 70s kenim. Also haskeinim somchu l'acherim l'acheim l'acheim v'nimtzu'u hasnuchim ish mipi ish ad beis dino shal Yoshua v'ad beis dino shal Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the smicha. And then in Halacha Beis, he writes, "Kesed is smicha l'doros loshi yisuch yideim al rosh hazakon el akorim lo rebi v'omrim li hareyak somuch v'yesh lecho al rishus lodon afilu dine knosis." In other words, the smicha l'doros is that all the Rambam says, based on the Gemara, that you don't technically have to put your smicha literally means you put your hand on his head, so you don't need that the technical. That's what Moshe did to Yeshua, but that is not a requirement. It's just you need a proclamation from somebody who got smicha from someone, back to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a samach. Oh. So what happened? So we know. Take a look in the Gemara and Yud Gimel. One second. Take a look. On your dollar number dollar. The top line. In the middle. Shapam achas gozer malchus harashog zera al Yisrael. Shekol hasomich yehorig v'kol hanismach yehorig. So, different times in Jewish history, there were gzeiros from the malchus that they didn't want the Jewish people giving a smicha. Was they wanted to undermine the religion. They wanted to undermine the Jewish tradition. So they figured one way of undermining the Jewish tradition would be to say that no smicha. No one's allowed to give smicha. And the Gemara says there were times that they gave smicha, you know, hiddenly. The Gemara says that on the fifth line, that Ma Asa Yehuda Ben Bava Halach Yashav Lo Ben Shnei Harim Gedolim Mishnei Eras Gedolos etc. The Samach Sham Chamishas Kenim. So Yehuda Ben Bava had to take, you know, five Kenim secretly, just like, you know, that, you know, the times of Zeres and Malchus people weren't allowed to learn, and they had, you know, underground Shiurim given on Rabbi Akiva and all these things. So same thing with Smicha. Smicha was a point of contention that the Malchus in certain times made a gzeira that as the Gemara says on the second line, shakol asomech yehoreg v'kol anismach yehoreg, that he who gives smicha will get killed, and he who receives smicha gets killed. So eventually, with all the gzeiras haMalchus and the fact that we'll see the halacha is, that's another halacha about smicha. What's that? That smicha is only where? Eretz Yisrael. Look in the Rambam, page 7. Halach above. Ein somchim zkeinim b'chutz la'aretz. In other words, this technical smicha of ish mipi'ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu, only in Eretz Yisrael. We'll discuss. Ba'afal pisha elu hasomchim nismachu be'Eretz Yisrael afilu ha'yusmuchim ba'aretz ha'nismachu chutz la'aretz ein somchim. when it was both people, the person who's giving the smicha and the person who's receiving the smicha, have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Same sort of loaming, how you are somkim chutzlarts and ismachim ba'aretz doesn't work. How you shneim ba'aretz somkim also afal pisha eno im hasmuchim ba'machim echad, el shokim lo kosimo. In other words, you can give smicha if somebody's in Tel Aviv and who's receiving the smicha, and the rabbi who's giving the smicha is in Yerushalayim, he can send a messenger. It doesn't have to be a formal thing that he has to be there. You can send him a telegraph, you can send him a postcard. You have the, as long as he gets the smicha, the reshus, from somebody who got it, from someone, at Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the real smicha. So ultimately, Rabosai, because of the golos, and because of what? The gzeiros, the whole smicha system didn't exist anymore. Because the goyim made gzeiros, and we can't give smicha anymore, and we had golos, and this and that. So there was no one left in the world who had this smicha anymore from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Mevela what? That's it. Finished. So therefore, the whole Torah changed. Not the Torah didn't change, but the application of the Torah changed. That we don't kill anybody. We don't give malchus to anybody. We don't charge knas to anyone, kefil to anybody. All these halachas don't exist. So that's like this one halakha of smicha changed the application of so many psukim in the Torah because of this lack of having the smicha of each mitzvah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah.
Yeah. Question. First one is Rambam halakha based.
Yeah.
At the very end, he says,
what's a field dine krasis?
Yeah,
in other words, not only regular dine mominus, he can be done.
Yeah, but the Torah, I'm saying the Torah, the regular speed that he is there's just to kill people. So in the other case, there's just people.
Oh, we'll see. You're asking an excellent question. An excellent question, and we'll get to it.
Right, also, the Rabbi Dedim of Avonim HaShmicha in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
That's not totally on growing the population.
No, that's probably very simple. You have to be in arts. Yeah.
Moshe Rabbeinu gave Smicha to Yeshua outside of Eretz Yisrael.
Right, the original, right. Right, that was once they came in to Eretz Yisrael. You're right. The original smicha of Moshe to Yeshua was not in. That's a very good point. Was not in Eretz Yisrael. Right. That's shofar. Right, but once they went in, okay. There are both sides. There is one. There is one famous historical happening about smicha, and it's very kedai to know. This is called Chiddush HaSmicha. The question is, okay, now we don't have smicha, right? We don't have smicha. We don't have Pish Mipish and Moshe Rabbeinu, because once the Malchus goes there, and then there was a generation that didn't have it, so it's gone. Okay? So when Mashiach comes, so he can, he'll reinstate it. But the question is there any way of reinstating smicha without having the ish mipi ish at Moshe Rabbeinu? Is there any way to reinstate smicha without having the ish v'ish and Moshe Rabbeinu? Now let me ask you a question. I mean, I guess life is easier without smicha, right? I mean, the real smicha, right? I mean, do we really, like, why would we want to reinstate smicha? What? Oh, right, so you could say it was intended. It was intended. So I'll tell you. Yeah. What's your name?
Jeremy.
I told you have to learn the names, or else. Yeah.
And if we can catch me if I have this on heaven back, you can not look at in the sense that it's on heaven.
Right. Okay. Yeah. We would love to have the Sanhedrin back and, you know, have that authority of the Sanhedrin. One second. The Rabosai. The time of the Maranos. People were violated, right? In that time period, many Jews did things that were not, they were honest, right? They were forced, but they did things that were, you know, outside of the pale of halacha. They worshipped Avodah Zarah, they did other things. So you know what? There was a guilt conscience at the time of the Maranos, but they felt very guilty. I mean, even though they didn't do anything wrong, they were honest, you know? But still, if you go through life, you were brought up in a monastery, and you worshipped Avodah Zarah, and you ate treif, and now you want to cleanse yourself. You want to cleanse yourself. So, the people in that time period who were Balei Tshuva wanted that they should be able to get Malkus, so they'll have a means of cleansing their sins. And the only way you can get Malkus is if you have a Beis Din that has smicha. So these people were interested in what? In trying to find out, is there a way that we could possibly give Malkus? Now, stam to just hit somebody with a strap, that's not Malkus. That Malkus means the real halachic Malkus. It means you have to do it in front of three rabbis who have the smicha. Right? Or 23 in Machlokas, right? So, and we know that a person gets Malkus, it patters him from Karis. Right? If a person violated Karis, he violated Shabbos, he violated Yom Kippur, he ate, he did all these things, he did Avodah Zarah, he violated things that get Karis, so if you get Malkus, that takes away that major sin. So the people were interested to find out, is there a halakhic venue to possibly reinstate smicha in a situation where the chain was broken? Now, you know, it says in Shulchan Aruch that there was a minhag. There was a minhag. What was the minhag? You know, in the shuls today, they learn Mishnayis between Mincha and Maariv. In those days, they used to whip people between Mincha and Maariv. Right? Like Yeshua says in Shulchan Aruch, that's why you say Bhurachum by Maariv, because that was the psukim they used to say when they were hitting people. But that's not the real thing. That was just, you know. What? In Brooklyn, they still have the minhag? Yeah? Which shul is that? Okay, so the question at hand was, is it possible to reinstate smicha? So there is a shita of the Rambam and the shita of the Rambam is in several places. I'll show you. The famous place is on page 7. in Yudala. The first word on the line, Nirim Li. Nirim Li. You see that in Halacha Yudala? Nirim Li Hadvarim. Now, you know that whenever the Rambam writes Yiro'eli, or Nirimli, it means that he's saying an original Chiddush. See, everything that the Rambam says usually appears black and white in some earlier source. In the Gemara, in the Mechilta, in the Yerushalmi. And the Rambam just wrote his Sefer to tell us which way should we pass him. You know? And the Rambam had his idea that once he writes the Sefer, then you don't know more Gemara. You don't have to learn Gemara anymore. That was his idea. That Gemara has all this discussion and all this back and forth. And Machlokas. So let me write a Sefer and I will decide who we should follow. And then from now on, you'll just learn my Sefer and you don't have to... So we accept the Rambam, but we didn't accept that much. We accepted the Rambam that we treat him as one of the major poskim, but we didn't treat him as the end all. At least, for sure, Ashkenazic jury. Oh, so 99% of the, I'd say 95% of what's written in the Rambam is already appears in the Gemara, Yerushalmi, Mechilta, Bapap, Sifra, Sifrei, something. And the Rambam is just codifying it. Which way should we pass it? But once in a while, the Rambam will preface his remark by saying Yira Eli, or Nirim Li, and there he's saying an original Kiddush that doesn't appear anywhere in an earlier source. So the Rambam says, Nirim Li Hadvarim Shehiskimu Kol HaChachomim Shebe'eretz Yisrael. That if all the Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael get together, Limnos Dayonim V'lismach Osom Hare Eilu Smuchim V'yeshu Hem Lodun Dine Knosses V'yeshu Hem Lismach L'Acherim. He says that even in a situation where the chain is broken, there is another venue, there is another way of reinstituting smicha. And that is, if you get all the chachamim together in Eretz Yisrael, in other words, even today, that the chain is broken for thousands of years, and we get all the rabbis together in Eretz Yisrael, and they decide, this person is a big Talmud Chacham, and we want to confer upon him the real smicha. So says the Rambam, they could do it. Oh, so then the Rambam asks the question of himself. In Cain, lama hayu hachachomim et starim ala smicha? So why were the Chachamim so concerned, like we saw in the Gemara, that Yehuda ben Bava had to hide people because he was afraid the chain was going to be broken? Why were they afraid to break the chain if you could always reinstitute it? So the Rambam answers, because, you see, if you say that there's no other way to reinstitute, so then I understand why the rabbis were very concerned, why Yehuda ben Bava had to take people into the underground caves and try to do it as much as they can. Ultimately, they weren't successful, and then the chain was broken. But why were the Chachamim so afraid and so worried? See, if you hold that not like me, then there's no way, then I understand why they were worried. But according to me, that you could always reinstitute it, so why were they so worried that the chain shouldn't be broken? Answers the Rambam, because it's very hard to get get three Jews in a room and get one opinion. Consensus is not so easy. The Jews are scattered. It's hard to get everyone together. It's hard to get everyone together. We'll see. between Hayashar and Samach Nisimach and Sarach Das Kulam. But if you have a Samach Mikli Samach, then you have the real thing, then Ein Sarach Das Kulam. Right? In other words, the din of Das Kulam is only if you don't have the real Samach Mikli Samach. But if you have Samach Mikli Samach, then you don't need this Das Kulam. El Adadi Neknosis Lechol Shari Nisimach Mikli Bezdin Bach. Okay, so the Rambam says there are two ways of having smicha. The traditional way of Ish Mipi'ish of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the Das Kulam. And then the Rambam concludes the Hadavar Sarich Hechreya. What does that mean? The Hadavar Sarich Hechreya. Means this idea needs to be thought out. In other words, the Rambam is saying a major chiddush that is not found anywhere in Shas. Because according to the Rambam, you could reinvent smicha, and now we can go ahead and start killing people. We could kill people who are machal Shabbos. We can give malchus to people. I mean, this is like major proportions here. Based on his own svara, you know. So the Rambam says, "Vadover tzarech echreya." This needs thought. It needs the echreya means, you know, to balance it out. You have to balance it out. We have to balance this out in our mind to see if this chiddush is true. He just says, "Nirim li hadvar." He thinks that this is a truism, but he. Hadavar tzarech echreya. One second. And this idea the Rambam repeats as well in the Perish Mishnais. In other words, it's not only here, he repeats this idea in the Perish Mishnais. The Perish Mishnais he wrote before, right, when he was younger. He wrote it in Arabic, right? Well, yeah? And this idea is on page 8 in the Rambam. It says the Rambam, Ukvar bi'arnu b'tchila Sanhedrin, she'enu nikra bezdin b'shem muchlot. You only get the name bezdin with its fullest sense. Ela somuch be'eretz Yisrael. You have to have smicha at Yisrael. Ve'en she'e somuch b'pi somuch. Either it's somuch b'pi somuch. Osh hiskimu b'nei Eretz Yisrael limnos also Rosh Yeshiva. In other words, either you need samach b'pi samach, right, the chain, or all the b'nei Eretz Yisrael, or the rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael limnos also Rosh Yeshiva l'fi she b'nei Eretz Yisrael heimen ikraim kohal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kara osam kol kohal. In other words, what's the idea that they Eretz Yisrael have to give it? Because the Jewish people could appoint this rabbi, this, right? But the only people that are called Kahal Hashem are the people in Eretz Yisrael. That's a very powerful statement. It's a very powerful statement. So therefore, the fish of Nezer came in a crime call, but Kadosh Baruch Hu sub kol hakol. I feel like you are sorry anoshim. It was even if there would be only 10 people left in Eretz Yisrael, those are the people of the Kaal Hashem. And they could, so therefore we need the Kaal to give the smicha, and the Kaal is only those in Eretz Yisrael. They mashkichim luzulosim shebuchutz lars. Kimoshe biyarnu behorius. As we explained in Horius, that the people of Chutz La'aretz don't count. What's that Gemara? Take a look on page 9. The Gemara says, Amar Abasi uvehoro halach achar rov yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. That, what's the halacha? The halacha is that if the Sanhedrin gave a psak, and they said that you're allowed to eat a certain thing, and everyone ate it, or the majority ate it, And then it turned out that it was really Treif. It was Chorus. So the din is that the congregation has to bring a special par helab dover shel tzibur. They have to bring a sacrifice to atone for the avera. But it's only if the rove of the people violated this avera. And therefore they bring this special korban. So who's the rove of the people? Only the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Because they're called kol. So similarly, the smicha, the only people we care about are the people in Eretz Yisrael. Oh. So take a look now, Rabosai, on page 10. And this is the fascinating discussion. I xerxed it from the Sefer Ir HaKodesh VaHamikdash, from Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky, who was a famous rabbinic figure in Eretz Yisrael some years ago. There was a man that used to daven in the Beis Medrash, an old man, Rabbi Friedman, in the YU Beis Medrash, who I think you knew Rav Tukachinsky from the old days. He had his famous psak about the international dateline, right? Big machlokas between him and the Chazon Ish, where the international dateline is. If you travel far and get involved, you get involved into this question. It depends where you travel. You go to Hawaii, something like that. So then you get yourself into the machlokas between the Chazon Ish and Rabbi Chaim Michal Tukachinsky when Shabbos is. That's why I was always wondering. They used to have these trips to Hawaii for Pesach. And you pay so much money to go to Hawaii for Pesach. And then it could be you're eating matzah on the wrong day. Right, according to the Chazon Ish. You know, it just was bewildering. You know, at least if you're paying so much money for Pesach, you at least want to get the mitzvah matzah on the right day. Okay. Okay, let's see what happened. On page 10. Asmicha l'mari be'rav. Al smach divrei ha-Rambam. Based on the Rambam that we saw, the Rambam that we saw in Hilchas Sanhedrin, and the Rambam where? In the Perish Mishnayis. Also Rabbeinu Yaakov be'rav maseh b'tzvas. There was a famous maise in Tzvas. Now, Tzvas is always a place where interesting things. Asaf kol gedolei chachmei Tzvas. They got together all the rabbis of Tzvas. V'iskimu lo l'chadesh ha-smicha. And they said, we're going to follow the Rambam's opinion, and we're going to reinstitute smicha. We're going to all get together, and we're going to decide, this rabbi, you are a rabbi. You rabbi, and we'll have rabbis. And then we'll see, we'll be able to do a lot of things that we couldn't do otherwise. Tzvas hoysa oz shnas hei reish tzariches. What year was that? 1538. Tzvas in 1538, Hamerkaz Hayishuv Haaretz Yisraeli. A metropolis shall gedolei chachmei Yisrael. At that point, Tzvas was the metropolis of the Rabbanim. Metropolis of Rabbanim. Varov hagodol shall chachmei Yisrael hayubasocha. In that time, most of the big rabbis lived in Tzvas. Hafil bar plukte marbach harav Yushalayim hoda bezeh. Now, there was another rabbi, Rav Marbach. Look at the second arrow on the left side. Rabbeinu Levi ben Chabiv. He was the big rabbi in Jerusalem. He was not from the Tzfas rabbis. He was from the Jerusalem rabbis. And he was the big opponent of this whole smicha thing. He was anti-smicha. But even he agreed that, yeah, most of the rabbis are in Tzvas.
but he was still anti. Harab Yushalayim. Hoda b'zeh. In other words, but at least he agreed. Hoda means he agreed that most of the rabbis were in Tzfas. V'af ki choch mit Tzfas nefishi tuva minon, lav katle kanye ba'agma anon.
He says, it's an expression. He says, yeah, I realize that most of the big rabbis are in Tzfas. But the few rabbis that are left in Jerusalem, you know, we're not woodcutters. In other words, we're also rabbis. You know, you shouldn't do it without our consent also. In other words, lav katli kanya ba'agma. Katli kanya are reeds. Agma means in the swamps. In other words, what do you think we do with our time? We just cut reeds in the swamps? We're also big rabbis. So we don't have the numbers like you rabbis in Tzfas, but at least you should have consulted with us. B'olei haskama se'ire hatzom sheb'yushalayim. Bisasu kochach be'rabbani Tzfas. So what happened? All the rabbonim of Tzfas got together. How many? Chamisha ve'esrim gedolei ha-Torah. 25 gedolei Torah. Ziknei Yisrael. Valeim nilvu gam shachach mitzfas vasviva. And all the other chachamim. Roshem ha-Gadol shebachabura. And the big rabbi of the group was Mari Be'rav. Was Rabbi Yaakov Be'rav. And they had this meeting. Oh, that was probably something to be at that meeting. No tapes, no videos.
They got together. V'kula miskimu l'chadesh ha-smicha. And they all said, we're going to be mechadesh ha-smicha al pi divrei ha-Rambam. Shekol chachmei Eretz Yisrael kokam kikolach somach pipi somach. So we're going to rely on this opinion that chachmei Eretz Yisrael have a status of somach pipi somach. In other words, even though we're not somach pipi somach, but if you get the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael together, you can reinstitute it just like Somach Mikri Somach. Da'yosh Sheheim Hayu Rov Minyan V'Rov Binyan. In other words, even though they weren't the totality, they were only the Rabbanim in Tzfas. They weren't the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim. Nechshivu Kechol Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. But they said, Rov is enough. You don't need every single... It's not Mastabi, you need every single last. If you have the Rove, and they certainly had the Rove. He says that we don't find anyone arguing with the Rambam, even though it's like an original Chiddush.
Gamma Raivich, Shabchol Mokom Sheishmo La'ara, who Malo as Iruro, the Tano here club.
Yeah, it's interesting. This would have been like prime bait for the Raivich. Just give it to the Rambam, like slam him on this one, you know? Like,
right, and the Ravid could be very sharp, right?
The Ravid doesn't mince words, you know, he could be as sharp as they come. And he kept quiet on this one, right? We don't have any, he didn't say any hasagin yet. So, gives credence to the Rambam.
Oh. So the question is, so who are we going to pick? Who are going to be these rabbis, these real musmachim?
The scheme of Kodim called Kol HaChachom Menetzofim, the Sokul Rishon as HaGodol, Shebehem Mari Be'Rav Ba'asmo.
Oh, so Mari Be'Rav is the biggest rabbi there.
Yaakov Be'Rav. So he says, okay, he's going to be the first rabbi. Now, once he's a rabbi, so now he can now confer to others, right? Because, like, once you're a real musmach, and once you see the consensus of everyone gives you the status of what? Of, like, somach b'fi somach. So now he's a real somach. Now he could go and make other people rabbis. Achakach somachul arvoh hachomim mitoch ha-knesia. So he decided he's going to give smicha to four more rabbis. Who are they? The Socham Rabbeinu Yav Yosef Karo Baal Shulchan Aruch.
Wow.
Rav Yosef Karo, the Maran Mechaber. They said, he's the next one. He should be a rabbi. He should be Maran. What is Maran? Maran Mechaber. What? It's also Rosh HaKemos, right?
may reish no nismach or something? We'll look at that. Okay. The mabit. And the mabit. Also. Hashnayim achem lo berurim l'madai mihoyim. But we're not sure who the other two are. There was a Maribe Rav. He got the original speaker, and then he gave it to Rav Yosef Karo and to the Mabit, and then there are two others. We're not sure who. Hashnayim achem yesh b'zeh nuskos shodos achat asamach mot Marib Karo's Baram Alshich, and then Rav Yosef Karo's. In other words, it's contagious. In other words, once you're a rabbi, you can make people who are worthy, but then. So now Rav Yosef Karo could work on his own and make other people rabbis. So he made the Alshech. He made him a rabbi. The Chazma Tzomach Alshech is Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, who was the famous Makubal, Rabbeinu Chaim Vital. U'mi'az nifsaka gam ha'smicha ha'id. And that's as far as it went. V'seid ha'adosh nema ki nismuchu ha'sara ha'cham. In other words, with all these names, with Maribe Rav, and the Alshich, and the Mechabe, and this, 10 people got this year. Shepacham Shemushim Ophel. Then he says in the bottom line, Sibas Hefsek Asmicha Lo Nisbar. In other words, we don't understand exactly why did it stop. Like, why didn't they just continue? It's not clear. Kosha Litlos Asiba. He says, "Kasha litlos asiba b'glala machlosa shal Rabbi Maralbach, Rabbi Yishalayim, Yitoyim Yimor Chazim Mechachnei Yishalayim, Drei Gam Acharei Ptiras Marie Beirach, Shekocha, Shokha HaMachlosa V'nim Shokha HaSmicha." As he doesn't think it's because of the rabbis in Yerushalayim, it's not clear why it stopped. He says, "Yeshul Shar Shehefsek HaSmicha, Yisim B'chval Pizurei HaChomim Shabagolim Yufus HaAmin." Maybe also that they were being persecuted and they had to scatter, etc. Now, look at the next arrow. This is the key. Iker makaras hasmicha. Why did they want the smicha? Kanira miloshen maribe rav amuva mekunches hasmicha. Lo rak lotei tokef darais lepiske bim. In other words, you could say the reason why they wanted smicha is because they wanted to be able to fulfill what the Torah says. The Torah says you give malchus. The Torah says you give misa. So he says that's not the reason. That's not the only reason. It was to give the strength of the Shtayonim to give Malchus. There were many of the Anusim, the Maranos, who were forced from the Spanish exile. And these people from Spain came to Eretz Yisrael, the Darshu Lakaba Aleim Tshuva, and they wanted to do tshuva. Again, they weren't guilty; they were under duress, but still, there was a guilty conscience that they wanted to exonerate themselves. They wanted to purify themselves. Because they were high priests, and it's chayru be'esha nosu aleim masve. When they put the masve, the veil of Shaldas Acheres. They veiled themselves in another religion. The Darshu Aleim Malchus Arboim Mitzad Mishvat HaTorah Lipotir Me'onish Koris. And they wanted to get rid of the Onish Koris that they violated when they worshipped Avodah Zarah, etc. The Amr Chazal Kol Chai Mikrisa Shaloku Nifteru Mikrisusam. And that was the real reason. And that's what they did. That's what they did. They got the Rav Yosef Karo and the Maribe Rav and the Alshich and they got they were able to give people Malchus. And this way, the people felt, you know, their guilty conscience was taken away. They were able to get Kapara, and that was the whole purpose of the whole thing. Yeah, okay, maybe that's why it's not. You say,
You have more to pick?
If somebody does one of the big three that they're supposed to be dying for, but they do it through Onis anyway, then they're not Chayav. Even though it's Asur to do, they're not Chayav, are they?
Again?
If somebody, let's say, commits a Bodhisattva, which you have...
Right, you're not Chayav, right.
You're still not Chayav.
Right.
So having a basin give Malkus or Misa or whatever the case is to someone who's not Chayav in the first place.
You're making a good point. You're saying that these people really weren't Chayav. It was under duress. So then they were hitting them. It's interesting. In other words, we're not really... It's the real Malkus, but these people aren't really Chayav Malkus. But I guess psychologically they were so bitter. And they were so depressed. I mean, normally you hit someone, you don't hit someone to give him chizuk. But here, I guess psychologically... They felt that if they would get hit, then they're cleansed, and I guess that was such a concern that the Rabbanim said it's okay. Talmud.
Why wasn't they? Why shouldn't they have been tied in the arm earlier?
Maybe they should have, but still, the Rambam writes even if you do something under duress, even though when you're supposed to give your life, you still not chayiv. Right, but the question is, if you went ahead and you still violated it, do you get punishment for the violation? Or do you say, but Maisi, you did it under duress. So you're supposed to give your life. You're right, you're supposed to give your life. Right, exactly.
Rama also has a very strong lesson for somebody that
Right. Very good. Oh. So now we're both saying, why did the rabbis of Jerusalem object? What was the objection of the Maralbach, Rav Levi ben Chaviv? What was his objection? So take a look in the next arrow, page 10. Iror Amalbach. Iror means the complaint. And he was the head rabbi in Yerushalayim at that time in 1528. Rabbeinu Rabbi Levi ben Chaviv Shayarav Yerushalayim Arach Kuntres Godol. He wrote a long kuntres. Ala smicha, shalchach mitzvahs. In other words, complaining about this thing that the rabbis in Tzfas were doing. First of all, he says like this. Number one, Sharabim Asmula is Sikha Hidusha Zeshakoch Achme Israel Kikoko Shosomach Kikoko, Shasim Advar Vadar Zarach Echrea. He said, even the Rambam wasn't so sure. But, you know, who are you to, you know, the Rambam writes something and then he says, well, I'm not so sure I'm right. You know, so you go ahead and you rely on that. The Rambam writes, "Al dover tzorich echreya." It has to be balanced. It has to be, you know, balanced in your mind. It has to be thought about. Okay, so that's that. So they'll say back, you know, okay, but the Maisa, he wrote it, and the Maisa, the other Rishonim didn't seem to argue with it. So you're right. It needs balance. So we'll balance it, and we'll accept it. Yeah, a lot of things need balance. Number two. So Sharamam Kosov Sham Shimiskimu Kola Chacham Shabarit Israel. Hey Kosov Perish Hamishnayas, Shit Haskomi Kola Chacham in Vakal Midim. He says it's not enough to have rov. The Rambam writes Kola Chacham. Im Kang Bali Askomas Chachme Yishalayim. Im Ki Hayu Hamiyut, In Kam Askomas Kol Chachme Yisrael. So they said, well, hey, but you left us out. We're also Chachme Eretz Yisrael. Right? We're not woodcutters. We're also Chachamim. So without our consent, you're not even fulfilling the standard of the Rambam. So the Tzfas people will say back, just the Rambam writes Kol, but we normally assume that Rubo is Kekulo, you know? Okay, it's hard to... We have to reuse...
That's how Rambam.
Right. The fact that Bundel Terekot is Harab Yushalayim, etc. Right, that's what he says in Gimel. That You only say Rubo Kukulo is if everyone got together. And then you have a vote, you can say Rubo Kukulo. But we never got together with you people. They're feeling Yom Lachar Meisel, less of Kochav Meisrael. They never got together. Number four, Dalit. They were afraid also, the rabbis in Jerusalem, is, you know what's next? What's going to be next? The next thing is, they're going to have their own Bezdin, and then they're going to do Kiddush HaChodesh, or Pi Bezdin, and then, you know what they're going to do away with? They'll do away with Yom Tov Sheni. They'll do away with the Unag of Yom Tov Sheni. They'll do away with the calendar. So they were afraid of all these things that might come about. What? No. He says that. Because at least for Eretz Yisrael that will do away with it. Maybe not in the.
Is that saying in Eretz Yisrael the time they had Yom Tov Sheni?
Yeah, I mean, you have to see how the details work out here. We'll take a look at this paragraph. We'll look at it later. Okay. Now, and the bottom thing on the last paragraph, just take a look back in the Rambam on Halacha Yud Aleph, that original Rambam. Rambam writes that if you have Halach Yiral, Harei Shelo Haya Be'Eretz Yisrael El Somach Echad Moshev Shnayim B'Tzido V'Somach Shivim Ke'Echad. In other words, if you only have one person who has the real smicha, so to give smicha you need a bezdin. So you have one who has the real smicha, and then you take two other people. And then you can give smicha to others. Right, because you might need three people to give smicha. So the Rambam says that you need a bezdin to give smicha, but you still need somach bipi somach. So the answer is, you have one person in the bezdin who's somach bipi somach, and you'll have two others, so you'll have the din bezdin, but one member of the bezdin is somach bipi somach, then you can give smicha. That's a chiddush also, because I might think that since you need a bezin to give smicha, maybe you need all three people to be somach vipi somach. So that's also a chiddush in the Rambam. So the Rabbanim in Tzfas said that who says hadover tzorech achreya is going on the din of chiddush hasmicha, maybe it's going on this chiddush of the Rambam, of that you don't need all three to be somach vipi somach. Right. Now look in page 11, the bottom arrow. Al mashkosav al bach shagam a Rambam omer shadover tzorich echreya kvar kosav mari beirav ozrav shadvarim halolu shal Rambam eina musovim al ikar hadin de le'el el al desolik mineshim haya somach bipi somach echa yochol etzarv shnei dayonim od bilti smuchim. Varaya dal prat hazeh mefurish kosav beperish hamishnayit sham l'inim tzorich shayo shlosh smuchim yesh bezeh safek. Oh, take a look in the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos. back on page 8. Wait. No, I think we have to look in the Perish Mishnayos in Agam. I think it's in Sanhedrin in Agamar. It's either the paragraph that begins Smichas Kainim on page 242 in the Perish Mishnayos. Paragrishon, Smichas Kainim. So the first word in line is La'arts. See who says La'arts? La'arts. First word on the line, yeah? Yeah? The arts? So look in the middle of that line. Linin, Sarshi Yashloja Smuchim, Fazu Kulam Lismoch, Shum Odom Yesh Bezesophik. Because the Rambam says that if the question whether you need a Bezdin to give Smicha, the Mishnah says Smicha's Kainim Shlosha, so the question is, does it mean that all three members have to have the real Smicha, or is it enough to have one? So he says, that issue, whether all three need smicha or only one, says, yesh b'zeh sofik. So says the rabbi from Tzfas, so you see that yesh b'zeh sofik, the Rambam is saying, yesh b'zeh sofik, is going on that halacha, so it could be that when the Rambam writes in the Yad HaChazak, in the Mishnah Torah, Adover Tzorech Achreya, he's not going on the din of the chiddush smicha of the Kol Eretz Yisrael. That's not a suffix. That's Yerali, but it's not a suffix. Maybe the Dover Tzorech Achreya is going on the same halacha of that he says Yesh B'zeh Suffix. Much as Barman HaTalmud Shia. And then he repeats it over here, the same thing again. The Yerali. Shetiyas Haskomen Nikol HaChachomim V'Talmidim L'Haktim Aleim Ish Min HaYeshiva V'Yasimo Solorosh V'Vad She'ezebe Eretz Yisrael. So here, again, so this is the third place we've seen the Rambam's Chiddush. In the Mishnah Torah, in the Perish Mishnayos in Bechoros, that's the first thing we saw, and here in the Perish Mishnayos in Sanhedrin. And you know, it was an interesting machlokas. You know, then on page 12 he goes on plukta ben marabach bar ribav hitil kasas mevuchan starv ma marabach odech al migdol yishlai marav yitzchak diskatara v'gam haradvaz shayaz b'mitzrayim tzidil marabach they asked the radvaz was in Egypt at the time and he the Egyptian rabbi was together with the Jerusalem rabbi and it was interesting. It was an interesting, and if you want to read more about it, there's more literature on this topic. You could probably write a doctorate on this whole issue of the Chiddush HaSmicha of the Rambam, the historical aspects and, you know, what was going on there. I'm sure you could spend years researching this. We're not going to be doing that. But at least you have some of the basic ideas. I just want to finish off, sir. Now, another thing you have to know. A couple of things. Rav Schechter in his Sefer on page 16... wants to suggest that maybe this idea of the Rambam is hinted to in the Psukim in Parshas Pinchas. He writes here, First he writes Kosev a Rambam, then he quotes the whole Chiddush HaSmich of the Rambam. And then the next paragraph, Al Pi Divrei Rambam Olal Yesh Levayas Inyan Shnei HaPsukim Sheparshas Pinchas. Right, what are the two Psukim? Where we started. Pasuk Yud Ches is Moshe giving Smicha to Yoshua. Right? Samachta Yodo Olav. Pasuk Yud Ches is that they bring him Lufnei Elozer and Lufnei Kol HaEda. So maybe this is a hint to the two types of smicha. There's the smicha of ish mipi ish that you get directly from Moshe, and then there's the idea of the eda of the kahal giving the smicha. I mean, it's not a real riot because it's talking about the same person, Yeshua, but al derech hasmach. Now page 17. In other words, Rav Shachter was just suggesting al derech haremez that maybe the two psukim in Pinchas, the pasuk that says that Moshe gave smicha to Yoshua, pasuk Yudches, is the one. Those Rambam's and Chavish, there are two ways of getting smicha: the ish mi pi ish way, the direct channel of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then there's the way that the all the rabbis get together, the communal smicha, even if the chain was broken. So he suggests it's not muchrach. It's just a remez ba'alma that pasuk yudches is the Moshe Yeshua, and yudches is the eda giving is going in front of the eda. That's reminiscent to the end kiddush of the Rambam that the eda could give smicha. Okay, but then I want to show you something on page 17 that Rav Shechter writes here. And this is what Rav Scholder said. Why does the Rambam, and this you ask the question, in Halacha Yud Aleph, says that all the rabbis get together, and you know what? And now, what could they do? They can be dan dine knossos. Right? They can charge kefil now. They can charge, if you sell, you steal a shor or set, t'macho b'choro dal v'he. So now we get all the rabbis together, we get smicha, and you know what? Now we can charge kefil. I don't understand. If you want to really tell me what you could do with smicha, tell me the heavy stuff. Now you can kill people. Now you can get malchus. Hey, actually, you know, now you can charge kefil. Okay, yeshkoyach, you can charge kefil. You can do much more things. You know, why was the Rambam so conservative in his... now you can charge... So we normally understand that means that that's just an example, but he means everything else also. Even though he gave the weakest example. He gave the monetary example, which is, you know the weakest example. So the way we normally learn is, so he's giving an example of something that you need smicha for, and you can do this. But that doesn't mean to say that but he means also you could now kill people, you could give malchus, you could do everything. But he quotes here, Agag yesh loyer, ze loshon Rambam sham, shim hiskimu kol hachachomim sheberetz Yisrael ve'elu smuchim, yesh loyem ladud dini kenosos, miloshon ze dayek hagon rav Simcha Zelig. Remember Rav Simcha Zelig from last year? What did Rav Simcha Zelig say last year? He said cool. He was the dying and brisk. But what did he say last year?
The Aruch.
He passed him like the Aruch, that secretion the Lomichale is mutter. Right? And we really don't hold it. We only hold secretion Lomichale if it's a Darabonan. But he passed him that secretion the Lomichale is mutter, like the Sheet is the Aruch. Rav Simcha Zelig Rieger. That was his last name, Rieger. He was a professor here in the Yeshiva University, Professor Rieger, who was a grandson, son or a grandson of Simcha Zelig. Rav Simcha Zelig was a dying of risk. And I told you the joke Rav Shechter said, that in Europe, Rav Simcha Zelig was known for his coolness. So in Europe, they said everything is mutter, because it's a sfek. Sofik mutter, sofik osser. But even osser, maybe Rav Simcha Zelig has a cooler. Right. Rav Simcha Zelig, you should read about it. Rav Simcha Zelig was I think he was killed by the Nazis. He was abused by the Nazis. The whole story about Rav Simcha Zelig.
You see a picture of Simcha Zelig. If Simcha Zelig wore this like little cap, you know, like a little pashita, you know, it's just a different, you know, different door. You should read about him. If Simcha Zelig was the Dayan Bris. So he said, maybe the Rambam means only Knossos. The Dafkala Indian Dola Dunya Knossos Sagi Besmichazu Habamikor Haskamas Dasa Tzibur. But in a Hanami, maybe the Rambam, even the Rambam, who said it, never meant it for Malkus and Misa. Because he only writes Knossos, like you said, Shulman, he only writes Knossos. Udvar Hiskin Hagon Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim thought that Reb Simcha Zelig's pshat in the Rambam was the correct pshat. But you know what comes out is Reb Shechter writes, Ubir Zehu the Lokadas Maribe Rav, who Shachach Mitzvahs. In other words, the whole assumption of the all the rabbis in Tzvahs is to give Malkus, based on the Shitas Rambam. But if the Rambam only said it for Knossos and never said it for Malkus, so then the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. So obviously the Chachmei Tzvas thought that their pshat in the Rambam was correct. But it's interesting that besides, I don't think this is one of the objections of the rabbis of Yerushalayim of the time. They had other objections, that you need all the rabbis. But this is a new objection, that generations later, maybe the whole thing is based on a misunderstanding of the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam only meant it. Lagabe, he says Knossos. Now it can be done. Do you make Knossos?
He says a few.
Well, what's his Lashon? What's his Lashon? Read it. He says a few. What? That's by a regular Samach B'Pi Samach. We're asking within this new, the Ram, in other words, the Samach B'Pi Samach, I understand. He's the real Samach, he can do everything. But this new thing, that the Rambam is Mechadish, that it's you're able to what? To reinstitute Smicha, even if it's not Ish M'Pi Ish. So there he just writes what? Dan Dinei Knossos. So all the rabbis in Tzvas just said that means Knossos and who are they? Malchus and Issa. And Reb Simcha Zelig said that, but why choose the low man on the totem pole? Choose the big stuff. Right? Choose the big stuff. Doesn't do that. So that's what Reb Simcha Zelig thought was, yeah. Right. Okay. You could say that as well. Right. Once you set a feel over there, maybe it's the same thing over here.
But isn't there a problem with this because you don't have Because then that for Dina's brushes you couldn't do it. So then maybe it's not wrong.
Maybe. I apologize, I'm going a little bit over. I just wanted for the completion of the sugya. So just give me 5 minutes, okay? I apologize. Now, there's another aspect of being a rabbi, of being a samach. Besides the fact that now you could get real smicha, you could kill people, and you could charge knas, and you could what? And you could give people malchus. But now you're called Elohim. So you have a special status. So we might not give me the status. So the status is what? Is to do these positive things, but then there's also another aspect to the status. It says the Rambam, page 18. Kol ha-mekalal dayin b'dayon Yisrael over below sasa, shenemar Elohim lo sekalal. That now, there was this special law in the Torah to curse rabbis. Shouldn't curse rabbis. But when they say about cursing rabbis, they mean only
rabbis with smicha, the real smicha. So once you have this status of a dayan, of a samuch, so then you're nichlal in this pasuk of Elohim lo sakala. So he says, see, if you mekalal a regular person, you violate lo sakala cheresh. You can't curse a deaf person. And that means the deaf person, kal v'chomer, everyone else. But the chiddush of a samuch is also now he's nichlal in this pasuk of what? Of Elohim lo sakala. Now he's nichlal in the pasuk of Elohim lo sakala, and that is a special lav on cursing a dayan, and a dayan means a musmach, and a musmach means someone has the real smicha. Either ish mi pi ish, or according to the Rambam, it could mean, so that's another aspect of the definition of smicha. And you'll see the Rambam there in page 18 and page 19. You'll look at it tomorrow in Seder. And just finish off on page 20, the Toras Chaim just tries to give an explanation of why smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael. So says the Rambam, says the Toras Chaim, there's a classic achron called the Toras Chaim. Every Jewish home should have the Toras Chaim. Ein smicha b'chutz la'aretz taimid anilson nirei l'shvish ha-smicha nimsheches ish v'pi'ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu sh'nosar ha-kodesh Baruch Hu ruch alav hu somach yeshua v'zkeinim nosim ruch aleihem kein hakeim v'chein hakeim nimsa sh'kol ha-somach ha-shaveir mashvi alav tzas miruch ha-kodesh ha-bo nimshach alav meri sparach v'nirei l'hachi ha-dayon v'smuchin nikroi me'alohim v'shikibu la-shepa ha-bo me'eis Elohim. He says, in other words, he explains two things. Why are the Dayanim called Elohim? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to give to Yoshua, so they're sort of like transferring over a certain level of Ruach HaKodesh. Just, you know, that's Elohim. Some godliness is being transferred over. Some Shechina is being transferred over. HaShe Nosan Hashem Es Ruach Olam V'kach Ein Smicha B'chutz La'aretz V'she'en HaShechina Shora Ala Odom B'chutz La'aretz V'Isa Peregeim U'Megalkim. And that's why there's no Smicha in Chutz La'aretz. But, you see, it's a little tricky what he's saying over here. We'll have to discuss it, because the din is that you can't confer smicha in Chutz La'aretz. But once you have smicha in Eretz Yisrael, you can go to Chutz La'aretz and you can be done these things also. But what he means is, the real smicha was the transfer of the Shechina, of this Ruach HaKodesh, and that is only in Eretz Yisrael where the Shechina is shown. Okay, Rabosei. One more second, and then, I just wanted to do this whole Indian today, because this way you get, see now, there will be one more Hakdama. The one more Hakdama we still have to have. Now you understand what Smicha is, and now you understand what Dayanim are, and now you understand, so the question is, so now what's left for us Bizman Hazeh? So we don't have it. Bottom line is, we don't have it, and we're not doing the Rambam. We're not, we're not historically, they did it one time and not doing it. So now what are we allowed to do today? How are we allowed on Gerim today? How are we allowed on Gerim today? If you need a Bezdin, the Bezdin means Smuchim. So, and we don't have it, and we're not doing the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam historically was that one time thing, and then, you know, Bizman Hazeh, no one's getting together and conferring, so we're not working with the Rambam. So then, what are we allowed to do? We know we do Geiris today. We do Geiris today. And we do other things. We have Batei Dina for other things. So what are the parameters of what are still allowed to be done today, even though we don't have the real Smicha of Yishmi Piyish, and even though we don't even have the Rambam, I mean, we don't do the Rambam today, and that, Bez Hashem, we'll have a packet on tomorrow.